Linda Ronstadt was at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts last week for a conversation about her four-decade career. And it sent writer Robert Pala deep into his record collection.
Save me, free me from my heart this time.
Linda Ronstadt's Hasten Down the Wind album was released on August 1st, 1976. I was standing outside my neighborhood record store that morning, clutching a $5 bill, when the shop opened. I played that album until the grooves turned white. I played it again yesterday for perhaps the 1,000th time, straining to hear something new. Linda has said in interviews over the years that her musical tastes were formed by the tunes she heard as a child in her Tucson home. Her parents and siblings harmonized. Out of the radio came Hank Williams and Patti Page and Frank Sinatra. Her father sang Mexican folk ballads to her. For most of us who grew up in the suburban America of the 60s and 70s, our soundtrack wasn't as rich. Our musical score featured jangly three-note sing-alongs, squeaked through AM airwaves, designed to sell long players, crammed with filler. But if Linda's Blue Bayou and When Will I Be Loved convinced us to buy her albums, we found something there other than filler. Between each of its top 40 hits, a Linda Ronstadt album was grooved with musical education. After the pablum of top 40 radio, a Randy Newman song could be revelatory. An update of Oscar Hammerstein's When I Grow Too Old to Dream could open our minds. While other girl singers, imagine using that phrase today to describe a female vocalist, while they showed swagger hollering over a pig-nose amp, Linda did it by covering Motown, barely a decade after Tracks of My Tears and Heat Wave were still called race records. Linda's album liners were a Cliff's Notes of the about-to-be singer-songwriter movement. Who were Eric Kaz and J.D. Souther and Carla Bonoff? If you were a 15-year-old longing for music that meant something, the way that Linda made love to Eric Kaz's Sorrow Lives Here, or how she sounded harmonizing with J.D. Souther on his Silver Blue, were an invitation to go find out.
You think you're gonna live forever, somehow find me there, to be wearing gold.
Linda is no longer making records. She has Parkinson's disease, a nervous system disorder that prevents her from singing. It's hard to imagine she won't be sharing with us her latest musical passion every couple of years, but she's left us the privilege of a body of recordings in nearly every imaginable musical genre. Because there won't be another new Linda Ronstadt record, I'm listening to her recordings differently these days. Is Kenny Edwards really aping the octaves of Ed Black's rhythm guitar part on You're No Good? Was Linda's Pirates of Penzance recording of Poor Wandering One really the first time she'd used her upper extension? Usually, though, I end up giving up and giving in to Linda's big, warm voice and the accompanying memory of its many musical invitations. Consider Hank Williams, that voice had called to me back when country wasn't cool. Go find Tracy Nelson and John Hall and Rye Cooter in big, round, perfectly formed notes. Linda Ronstadt's voice had nudged me towards Patsy Cline and Frank Sinatra and Hoagy Carmichael and Steve Gillette. No, really, that voice is still singing to me today. Go find the music I grew up on. And this time, really listen.
Skylark, have you anything to say? Won't you tell me where my love can be?
Robert Pala's reviews and essays appear in the Phoenix New Times.